4. Elephants swim underwater by snorkeling, holding their trunks just above the surface to breathe. Jack woke, feeling as if someone had glued his tongue to the roof of his mouth. According to his phone, it was 9 p.m., only a couple of hours later. He hadn't meant to fall asleep. He'd been lying there, playing stupid games. If he could remember all the names of the 16 Hawthorne-owned elephants, his mother would come back. Or if he could remember the names of the rescued elephants at the Tennessee Sanctuary, his mother would come back. Or if he could remember which elephants at the Tennessee Sanctuary were Hawthorne elephants, his mother would come back. But he had dozed off, and now the salami and cheese had left him dying of thirst. He grabbed the two cups he'd gotten from the convenience store and headed down the road to find the tap. A full moon, rather than his flashlight, lit the way. Aiden's mother was at the faucet. He recognized her red hair, pulled back in a ponytail. For a moment, he thought of turning back, waiting until she left. But he was afraid he'd already been seen and didn't want to appear more conspicuous. He stood nearby, and he waited until she had filled her pot with rushing water before saying hi.
"You're the boy from the beach today," she said. "Jack, isn't it?"
He nodded.
"Aiden was thrilled to find you. I wouldn't let him bring a friend. Told him he'd meet kids on the road, but he didn't believe me."
Jack smiled and filled one of his cups. He gulped down the water, knowing his grandmother would accuse him of being rude, but he had to have water immediately. Maybe it wasn't just the salami. Maybe it was the hot dogs and the sun and the salty sea, too. But Jack had never in his whole life felt so thirsty.
"Who are you camping with?"
she asked. There was the question.
"My mother," he said, wiping his mouth with the hand that held the second cup. "I'm getting water for her, too," he said, lifting the two cups, like a little kid would, he thought later, and bending to fill them both. "We're going to Echo Lake tomorrow. Would you and your mother like to join us?"
"I know Aiden would certainly be happier." Jack was glad he had two cups to fill. It gave him more time to think. He and his mom would have a ton of things to do tomorrow. All the stuff that had been on their list. That is...